Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Hey Omud Aleph. We are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, in the middle of Siman Tuf Lamed Gimel, which deals with the halachos of Bedikas Chametz. We began Sif Dalid yesterday, which begins on Daf Dalid Omud Beis, and that's what we'll pick up on the very last line. Yesterday we began talking about certain places where you do not have to do a Bedikah, and certain places where you do have to do a Bedikah. And basically the principle is, any place where you might have brought chametz, even if you don't know for certain, but you might have brought chametz, you need to do a bedikah. But in places where it's highly unlikely, you really don't bring chametz there, so then you're not mechuyav to do a bedikah. And that's what the Mechaber continues, and he says, Aval ha'gvoim, if you have platforms that are very high, shein yad ha'odom magas sham, that a person normally can't reach over there, or v'hanemuchim pachos mishol shetvachim, or they're very, very low on the ground, within three tvachim on the ground, so you don't bend down so easily and put stuff over there, Einam tzrichim bedikah. In those places, you technically do not have to do a bedikah. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Yotes that min hastam lo nishtam shubo. In these very high or very low places, people don't use them. However, avlam yodua lo shenishtamish ben chometz ba'osa shana afilu pamachas. But if you know that even one time during that year you put chometz over there, then hare hein tzrichim bedikah. In fact, you do require bedikas chometz. The issue footnote number 17 brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shetzarech Adam Livdok es hata hamyuchad lo besafsal o bestender shebeves haknesses. Persons remember to do bedikas chametz in his closet or his cubby in shul or in his shtender, because if sometimes he goes and puts chametz over there, for example, like on Simchas Torah, maybe put a candy over there for the kids, so then he should go check and make sure there's no chametz there as well. The Mishnah Berurah then adds the single most important statement about Bedikas Chametz that you will hear, and that is, Ubebayis Shatinokos Mitsuyimbo. In a house that has children, no place is considered guaranteed that no Chametz is there. Bechol Gavne Tzrichim Bedikah. He brings down from the Magen Avraham, in the name of the Ravid, every place needs to be checked, because children will bring Chametz everywhere. Shema hinichu sham hatinokos ma'at chometz, because the children have the potential to bring chometz anywhere. And in Dirshu footnote number 18, he brings down from Nissan Karolitz that this is true even for places where no adult would ever bring chometz, for example, into a bathroom or into a bathhouse, a place where they just had showers or a bathtub. No adult would ever bring chometz in over there, but if you have children, they will bring chometz there, and therefore any house that has children in it, you need to check everywhere. But under normal circumstances, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Chav, you don't normally have to check. And he gives some examples. He says, for example, al gabei hatanurim on top of the ovens, shirigilin lishtamish sham tzarech bedika. If they did go put chametz over there on the top of the oven, so then they would need to go check it there. Upashut the gam b'chol achorim shivoseim tzarech bedika. In any of the holes or crevices that they used to have as part of their oven over here, so people would store stuff inside over there, so certainly you need to do bedika over there as well. Now we go to Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, Gag HaYotzia. What is a Yotzia? The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Chafalef, Binyan Nomuch. So the roof on a small house, or the Hamigdol, or a Migdol, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Chafbeis, is something called Shekorim Almer O Shafa, which in the Tirgum at the bottom in number one, it tells us it's some sort of a chest, an aron. V'darkon ha'yolassos gagein mishupon. They would make their roofs slanty. Avo kigon shalano, but our roofs, shagagein shavah, which are flat, v'aderech lishtamisham, and people would go up on their roofs and use their roofs, tzarech bedika. They would need to do a bedika because people would bring food up there. V'koshikein toch ha'migdol, and certainly inside the chest, imishtamish b'em chometz l'famim, if people sometimes have chometz in there, or odvarm shederech litlam b'sel chasud, or they would go there in the middle of the meal and take stuff out, and they may put their sandwich down, b'vadi tzarech bedika. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here, when the Mechaber says, gag ha'yitziv ha'migdol, shegagem mishupayim, that they have slanted roofs, and normally they're not going into them, mipnei kach ein gagem ruin l'shum tashvish, because they're on a slant, so people don't normally use them. So those places, ein on tzrichim bedika, afilu hein b'soch habayis, even if they're within the house, so this slanty area over here, which can't really be used ever to store chametz, you don't have to go check over there. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chav Gimel tells us, v'gagei habatim shalohem, hayushovin, v'rogi l'shtam shalem, as we just pointed out, already later in time, they used to make flat roofs, and they would use them, and therefore, v'tzarech bedika. What about nowadays? The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'tikro shalonu shetachas gag hamishupa." Underneath the slanted roofs, we have flat roofs. Im derech lishtamisham tzarech bdika. If people use them, they go up there, they store stuff there potentially, or you go up there with food in your hand, so then you have to do bdika over there. Shepamim holech shom be'emtzah sudaso pita biyada, because maybe you go get something out of storage over there, you get an extra couple of bottles of soda, and you put your sandwich down and you leave it up there, as we've already explained, the chanal b'siv kimel in yesterday's shir. But if it's very difficult for a person to go do bedik up there, if it's very difficult to do bedik in some of these very high places, then you can satisfy your requirement to get rid of your chametz by selling it to a nochri, by selling your chametz to the guy. So what you do in this situation is, you sell him that place and the chametz that's in that place. Now, it seems in this, the issue footnote number 19 tells us that lechatchila, you shouldn't do this. It's only a bidyevet to sell your chametz. But we're going to learn later on in Simen Tov Lamed Vav, Sha'at lechatchila mutar lasus kein. We allow the selling of chametz lechatchila. Now we go to Siv Vav. The Mechaber writes, Refesh shel bakar eino tzarech bedika. A barn where the animals are doesn't need to have bedika. Why? Because shem hayo shom chametz, if there were real chametz over there, habehemos yuchlu, anything that's edible is going to be eaten up by the animals. So therefore, you don't need to do bedika in a barn. Likewise, the same halachic principle applies v'chein lul shel tarnagolim in a pigeon coop. Ein tzarech bedika. You don't have to do bedika over there. Why? B'mnei shim ha yasham chametz. If there was any chametz over there, hatarnagolim yuchlu, certainly the chickens will eat the chametz. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkon Chav Dalet, v'adin karka habayis shatarnagolim mitzuyim sham. The same thing applies not only in a pigeon coop, but in Europe, people used to have chickens roaming around their house in their yard. Eino tzarech bedika, and therefore, any place where the chickens roam, you can be sure that they'll pick up any crumbs, any pieces of bread, any chametz, and therefore you don't have to do bedika. However, the Mishnah says, "Mikol makom tzarech lechabei tachas emitos," but they don't get necessarily underneath the beds, and therefore you have to sweep underneath the beds, because kilafamim nigror sham ayidei hatarnagolim chaticha gidola shel chametz, because sometimes the chickens will drag a big piece of chametz underneath the bread, she'ef sholem lo'achlo, because they can't eat it, or l'siba acheres, or for whatever the reason may be, and therefore you have to go sweep from underneath the beds. U'b'makom she'ochlin kol hashana, v'leka shom tarnagolin, and any place we eat all year round, and there aren't any chickens over there, then l'kuliyam u'tzorech livdo tachas ha'saf solim ha'shulchanim. You certainly have to go check underneath your table and underneath your benches, she'matzi lipo shom chametz, because certainly food will fall down during the meals in those areas. Then he brings down, and this is in Os Lamed Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah, it's brought down for the Mogen Avraham and the Graz. V'yesh omrim the af b'de'ikor tarnagolim b'bayis. Even if you have chickens in your house, kol she'ochlu shom chametz samuch l'pesach havikum chametz v'aday. You can't assume that the chickens ate everything if you have known chametz to be there right before Pesach. Because the Yev Sharshalo Yipo Chametz ala Karka, because certainly some of the Chametz fell on the ground. Vein Sofek Achilas Tarnagolim, it's only a Sofek, maybe the Tarnagolim ate it, be able to be Motzi Midei Vatei Chametz, that you definitely have pieces of bread over there. And therefore, Vitzarech B'dikah Kedin. And therefore, in this situation, if it falls right before Pesach, so then you must do B'dikah even if you have chickens walking around your house. The Shaar HaTzion in Os Lamed Gimel continues and he tells us, this Yesh Omrim over here is the Ikar Adin Zeh B'mokum She'ochlin Kol HaShona Choshev Achar Kach Kevadei Chometz Hu HaPidiri HaBach. This idea, this Yesh Omrim, is really brought down also based upon what the Bach said, that if we assume that a person ate over there, so then there's Vadei Chometz over there. But then the Chofetz Chaim brings down other opinions that disagree with this, Ayin Shom, and the rest of this footnote. The issue footnote number 20 has a whole discussion about this. What about crumbs? Are you mechuyev to go and take out all the crumbs, or is it enough to be mevatel them? Ayin and the issue footnote number 20. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Zuchain em tzah shel chotzer ein tzar bedika. The middle of the yard where there are chickens also doesn't require any bedika. The Mishnah explains in Sivkot Nechotei, lav davka em tzah. It doesn't mean literally the middle of the yard. It means dehu adin litzdadi chotzer. It means the side of the yard as well. V'asi lafuke rak chorin shebitzdadi hechotzer. He's coming to exclude over here when he says the middle of the yard. It includes the sides of the yard, but it doesn't include any cracks or crevices or holes that you have that tzarech bedika. In those places, you need to do bedika. The issue footnote number 21 says, what about our porches? Are they considered like the emsor shochotzer or not? So Rabbi Yashiv Zatzal brings down, shem ha-marpeses enena mukura, if it's not something that has a ceiling over it, then it's considered like the middle of a yard, eino tzarech bedika, because the birds can come and take anything away from there. However, if it has a ceiling on it, then tzarech bedika, you do have to do a bedika. And the Mechaber explains the reasoning over here, as I just did outside. He says the reason why the Em Tzor Shechotzer in the Tzorach Bedikah, Shim Hoya Shom Chametz Ha'orvim, if there was chametz over there, the ravens, Ushar Ofas, and other wild birds, Hamatsuyim Shom, that are present over there, Yochlu would go and eat it. Now he adds, Bahani Mili Misafik Chametz. That's when you have only a Safik. Maybe there was chametz there, maybe not. Avovade Chametz Lo. But if there definitely chametz over there, then you can't rely upon this. The Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Chavav, the Vaday Chametz Lo Samchinon Al Zevetzar Bedika. If you know that there's chametz over there, you can't rely upon the fact that maybe wild birds have come and taken it away. Because we have this rule, they in Safik Motzbi De Vaday. We pointed out before that it's a Safik that the birds will come, and it's Vaday that there was chametz over there, and we can't rely upon a Safik to go and remove it from a Vaday. And certainly, Mishmur says, and certainly in a situation where you have these geese in their chicken coop, in their goose coop, and right outside the coop within their reach is barley and oats, and they can peck at it, but when they peck at it, some of it will fall down outside their reach, they can't reach it, and therefore, the vade, you have to go check those places, because that's chometz gomor. The hari is a chometz gomor, because he brings up the chayyadim, they would soak those grains in water before they would give it to the birds, and therefore, it has definitely the status of chometz. So therefore, you can't rely in this situation upon them. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Chav Zayin, I am the Mogen Avraham, Shadaito, Demach, Shechnisu, Shom Chometz, Zaman, Rav, Kodem, Pesach, Vesomach, LePesach, Nishbar, Shalo, Yipo, Shom Chometz, Ein Tzorach, Livdok. If the Chometz was only there a ways before Pesach, and then we can presume that the birds ate it, and as long as you know that no new Chometz is over there, it doesn't require Bedikah. The Efshad, the Kol, Shloshim Yom, Mikri, Somach, LePesach. And how do we define close to Pesach or not? Within 30 days, it's considered close to Pesach. Abel, however, Das HaMakor Chaim, that the Makor Chaim disagrees with this Mogen Avraham. And he says, the Davka Mashayo Belel Yadalit Achar Shigiyah Zman Abedika, only in a situation where it's after the night of the 14th, when it's the Zman for the Bedika, and you know that it's Chametz over there, then you can't assume, Dozo Samchino Shechlu Ofos, you can't assume then that the birds have eaten it. However, Abel Mashayo Vade Kodum is there, but it definitely was Chametz before the night of the Bedika, Lo Mikri Vade Chametz, that's not called Vade Chametz anymore. Vein Tzorach Bedika, and you don't have to do Bedika. The issue footnote number 23 brings down, how do we paskin over here? So we seem to paskin like the Makor Chaim over here, the more lenient opinion. And that's brought down in Simen Tov Mem Gimel. On the other hand, the Shaar HaTzion in Simen Tov Samach Hei brings down only the opinion of the Mogen Avraham. The issue footnote number 22 brings down, in regards to an achbar shenichnas labayis v'kikar b'fiv, if a mouse walks into your house with a piece of bread in its mouth, so shekivon shevadai sha'achbar hichnas is chametz, so in this situation, the achbar vadai brought in chametz, and it's only a suffix, did or did he not to eat it, ain't suffix mosim yidei vadai. The same thing would apply, that you have to do a new bedik over there, because the suffix that maybe the achbar ate it doesn't take away from the vadai that the achbar brought it in. He adds, in addition, even if it's a suffix, did he bring in chametz or did he bring in matzah, nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tuf Lamed Tes, you still have to do another bedikah again. And he says, even though this is now only a chiyuv livdok midrabanan, and it should be over here, it's a suffix, maybe the achbar brought in chametz, maybe the achbar brought in matzah, so it should be a suffix derabanan lakula. Nevertheless, he says, in regards to bedikah chametz, we're very strict and we will make you do a new bedikah again. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, Avol lekamon in simin tof mem hei siv gimel mevora demutu lahashl chometz b'mokum shovus mitzuyim. There we're going to learn that you're allowed to go and throw chometz into a place where the birds are. Kol shekein shein tzorch levar misham afilu chometz vadai ad liachar zman yisuro. Certainly, you don't have to go and destroy any chometz over there until you know that it's definitely the zman of the isur chometz. Until then, you can assume that the birds will eat it. Now, in the Ber Hagol, he brings down Lania's Dati, he says, Nira dekan ayri b'chotzer ha-mishtameres shedorimbo, or kamen ayri b'mokom hefker kenizkor sham. He says the difference over here between the Ramah saying, mutu lahashl chometz b'mokom shofas mitzuyim, which is referring to over there, b'mokom hefker, as opposed to the Mechaber over here, who says that it's talking about a chotzer mishtamerish shadorimbo, and therefore it's not so easily accessible. So that's how the Ber Hagola answers up this machlokes between the Simen Tuf Mem Hei that the Ramah quotes and our Mechaber over here. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Ches adds, Hinei ha'achronim harichu liyashev astira. The other achronim also try to be miyashev astira. How do we paskin? Uladina hiskimu kamachronim. He brings down an oslam involved. This is the opinion of the Bach, the Taz, the Groh, the Yerabah, the Prichodesh, and the Chemin Moshe. The lechotzer shelo o shel shutvin, if it's your own courtyard or if it belongs to you and somebody else, also lizro chometz al smach shiuchlu orvin veofos. You shouldn't throw chometz over there and assume that the birds, the ravens, the other birds are going to eat it. Vegam b'di'evet, and even b'di'evet, im zorach tzorach livdok levar. Even if you threw it there, you can't assume it's gone. You have to go check, and if you find it, you have to burn it. However, al b'mokum mufkor l'rabim kagon rechov. If it's a place over there that is mufkor l'rabim, and this is really what the Be'er HaGol explained as well, that if it's something that is a public area, so then mutar lahashluch shom chametz. So you can throw your chametz over there, ulav kiro, and you make your chametz kodem zman isuro. As long as it's before the zman when it's aser, this is no problem. The issue footnote 24 brings down that in Simon Tov Memhei, we write, shetzorach lavkiro gam befiv. You have to verbally declare it hefker. And you have to have in mind that you're not going to reacquire it after Pesach. The Mishnah continues and he writes, v'im lo achalu arvim, if the birds don't eat it in that situation, v'nishar at achar zman isuro, and it stays there, albeit you made it hefker, even after the hour when it's usur to own chametz, lo ichbatlon, it doesn't bother us. Kivin shivkar yosim yishu, so it left your property, it's now hefker, even if the birds didn't eat it, it's not a problem. It's dumya demochel yakum kodim zman isuro. This is no different than selling your chametz to the guy. It's still around after the zman of isur, but it's not yours. So hefker or owned by the guy are the same thing over here. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Chor Shebein Yehudi L'Chaveiro. If you have some sort of a conduit, a hole, in between your house and your neighbor, the Jew's house. So Kol Echad Bodek Ad Mokom Shiro D'Magaz. Each of you sticks your hands in until the area that your hand can reach. That's as far as you would have put in Chometz. And your neighbor does the same thing. Vashar Mevato B'Libo V'Dayo. In any area that you can't reach from either side, it's so far stuck in the middle between the two houses, it's not reachable from your side or his side. If anything rolled over there, you Mevatel it, and that's enough. You don't have to go and find the longer utensil than pull anything out. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Chavtes. The Shemon is Galgo Shom Bechor. You might have to be concerned over here that maybe something rolled out of your reach. And even if you know Chometz was there, Mahane Gam Kein Habitl. It's enough that you do a bitl over here. The Lo Havikim Matmin Bebor. This is different than a case where you're actually placing something intentionally in a pit. Kim the Lo Avi Biyodaim. Here it rolled on its own. You didn't place it over there. So in a pit, you have to go and look and get it and burn it. But here you don't have to do so. You can just be Mevatel it. And Ayin Lekamen Sim Tovel Amidvav Imut Lehonos Mechometz Kazeh Achar Pesach. We'll learn over there. We'll see this in Dershu footnote number 28. Can you get benefit from this if it's still there after Pesach? Now, the issue footnote number 25 brings down that this is a very important halacha in between, for example, areas that are very hard for you to reach. There, some chometz falls into a crack or a crevice that you can't easily reach, or falls behind the refrigerator, or falls behind some sort of utensil, which you could, if it was something very expensive, you would go and move it, but you don't have to do this for chometz. So he brings down over here from Nissan Karlitz, Shlita, if a diamond ring fell over there, and you would move everything to go get it, litlo, in order that you should be able to get your diamond ring, but if there's chametz over there, we don't make you go and do that. Further in footnote number 25, he brings down chametz shenimtza besoch mechones mixer. You have a mixer over here, and there's chametz inside, and you really have to take it apart professionally to go get all the chametz out. So Nissan Karlitz says you also don't have to do that. Dai bevitl. What about noodles or macaroni or things like that that are naflu lesol chachalo shebein hakirayim letanur? They fall in between various parts of the oven and the wall, so they're not easily able to be gotten. So if you can't get them easily, Rav Yasha says it's enough that you're mevatel them, dai bebitel. However, im nafal chometz mitoch kis shomeil letoch chachalol shemitachas lebitna, if something fell from your pocket into a hole like below your pocket, so then Rav Nissan Karlitz says it's not enough to be mevatel it because you could easily open it up and take out the chometz, and that's what you should do. The issue footnote number 27 explains over here the difference between the chometz in the bar and the chometz in the conduit of the wall hole between your house and your next neighbor's house. Placed it intentionally in the bar, as opposed to here in the hole in the wall, it rolled over there. You didn't hide it over there. The issue footnote number 28 brings down that if something fell on top of chametz and you intend to go get it after Pesach, then bittul will not work in that situation. Now we go back to the Mechaber and finish off Siv Zayin. He says, if you have your house and a neighbor's house that's a guy, you don't have to do bedik at all in that crevice, that hole, because the neighbor's going to think you're doing black magic over there, he'll get very mad at you and may hurt you. Why is that? Sifkat Lamed, because you're searching there at nighttime over there, and that looks like black magic. So you should check during the sunlight. Nobody will bother you in that situation. We'll do Sifkat Lamed Aleph tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.